अकबर का मुनीर भास्कर शास्त्र प्रमाण अमासभा जीवेर है शास्त्र द्वारा क्या वी शुड ऑल थिंक दैट वी आर इन द मोड्स ऑफ इग्नोरेंस वी आर जस्ट ट्राइंग टू मेक प्रोग्रेस फ्रॉम इग्नोरेंस टू द गुडनेस and then transcend. This is the process of spiritual realization. Nobody should think that you are perfect. You cannot. Only God is perfect and we are all imperfect. Even our so-called liberated stage, we are still imperfect. Therefore, one has to take shelter of authority. Because constitutionally we are imperfect. Lord Chaitanya says, Amasabha jivir hai shastodharatya. So therefore, for real knowledge, we have to consult the scriptures, shastra. Sadhu shastra guru. Sadhu means pious, religious, honest person. Sadhu, whose character is spotless, is called sadhu. Shastra means teacher, and guru. Guru means spiritual master. They are on equal level. Why? Because the medium is scripture. Guru is considered to be liberated because he follows the scripture. Sadhu is considered to be honest and saintly because he follows teacher. Sadhu Shastra Guruva. Nobody can become a sadhu if he does not accept the principles of teacher. Nobody can be accepted as guru, a spiritual master, if he does not follow the principles of teacher. This is the test. तद्विज्ञाना पुंसा गुरु में वा विदच्छे समित्तानि सोत्यम ब्रह्मनिष्ठम सोत्यम सोत्यम means one who has accepted the Vedic literature, the Shastra, scripture as a guidance. He can be guru. Not a extravagant upstart. He is next come. A group and religious principles of his own, and he becomes a guru. No, he is not guru. So, Lord Chaitanya advises, Sanatana Goswami's inquiry is how to know that here is a avatar. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the medium is Shastra and direction is the Guru. Shastra also you cannot understand any book. What to speak of the scripture? Sometimes we find contradiction in the scripture. But that is not contradiction. That is my poor fund of knowledge. I cannot understand. Therefore, assistance of Guru, a spiritual master is required. So far, incarnation is concerned. Here, Lord Chaitanya says that we have to see through the shastra whether a person is incarnation or not. We should not blindly accept anybody as incarnation because there are nowadays numberless incarnations. अवतार नहीं कहे आमी अवतार मुनि साहब जानी करे लक्षण दिशा दिस इज अनदर सिग्निफिकेंट ऑफ इंकार्नेशन इंकार्नेशन नेवर से दैट आई एम इंकार्नेशन आई हैव रेड वन बुक about big avatar in India. He was canvassing his students, do you now accept me as incarnation? Do you now accept me as incarnation? And perhaps you know. And the disciple was denied, no. Then at a time the disciple, yes, I accept. So, this is that avatar. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, avatar does not canvass. Guru does not canvass. Sadhu does not canvass. He automatically, by his quality, he becomes accepted. Yes. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, avatar nahi kare, ami avatar. Actually, he is avatar, incarnation. He never says that I am avatar. Muni sab jani kare lakhan visa. Muni, those are thinkers who are actually in the line. They see the symptoms and his symptoms get specified. Yes, he is an avatar. The symptoms, how the symptoms are analyzed of the avatar. Symptom is, first symptom is that there is a reference in the Shastra scripture that in such and such time, such and such personality will come. He is the incarnation of God. He, in his father's name, his birthplace, everything is written in the scripture. So you have to identify. And then he will act like this. He will come as this and he will act like this. So these things we analyze whether he is a serial. Now, even there are characteristics. Somebody does not accept also. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never said that I am avatar, but according from his symptoms, from his characteristics, later on, great sages, great philosophers, they decided that he is avatar. Just like here, Sanatana Goswami is testing, and he is trying to confirm it by Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya described here, that in this Kali Yuga, the avatar and his symptoms are like this. Krishna vannam tisa krishnam sangapanga suparsana. He is in the category of Krishna by his complexion, he is not black, a Krishna. Krishna vannam tisa krishnam. And is always followed by confidential associates and people who are intelligent. They worship him by the process of Sankirtan. Sankirtan is Yajnai Palau. Jayanti Sumedha Kamel. For those persons who have got good brain substance, not foolish persons, Sumedha. A man of great brain substance. They can understand all these. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Mahabharata, in Upanishad, in Puranas, about Lord Chaitanya's appearance. There are many symptomatic explanations. But still, there are many fools, they do not accept. So, accept and no accept, his work, his activities, his characteristics, he will know. Because God will know. It's like Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And during the time of Emperor Ashoka, he was patronized. Lord Buddha was was patronized. Not Buddha, but Buddhism was patronized by Ashoka. So practically the whole of Aris, and including India, all of the Buddhism was broadcast. And everyone became Buddhist. All of India practically became Buddhist during this time. But later on, after Shankaracharya died against Buddhism, Buddhism, Shankaracharya wanted to establish the difference of Buddhism and Hinduism is that Buddhism, Lord Buddha did not accept baby personality. He did not accept baby personality. But according to Hindu culture, if somebody does not accept baby personality, then he is not an authority. Beyond the philosophy, there are different parties in India. Generally two parties, the Mayavad philosophers and the Vaishnava philosophers, or the impersonalists and the personalists. Otherwise there is no difference. Ultimately, the Mayavadi philosophers, they say the God, the Supreme Absolute Truth is impersonal. And the Vaishnava philosophers, they say that the ultimate absolute truth is person, and he is the Supreme Personality of God, is Krishna. Krishna tu bhavan tam. This is a little difference. And they stick to their position, they fight. The fight means by philosophical arguments. That is going on since a very long time. But both of them belong to the Sanatana Hindu culture, because both of them will talk on the Vedanta philosophy. Oh. They can give different interpretations, but they cannot say that we don't accept Vedanta. Oh, that is, then it is at once rejected. So one must give an interpretation on the Vedanta philosophy, then he will be accepted as Acharya. Three things: Vedanta philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavatam. One must be able to explain these three books, then he will be accepted as Acharya. These are the principles. The impersonal is the also aspect of avatar. They accept Krishna. Shankaracharya accept Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan. That's so Bhagavan and Krishna. Specifically. People may misunderstand that Krishna may be some other Krishna, because as the present followers of Shankaracharya, they are interpreting in that way. But Shankaracharya, just to specify, Krishna, Devaki Vasudeva Jata. Krishna, who appears himself as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva, that Krishna. That Krishna. Just like Shankaracharya has a nice prayer of Krishna. The present followers of Shankaracharya, they say, they cannot say that this is not composed by Shankaracharya, but it's very famous. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Mulamate, Prapte Sanni, Hita Khalumarani, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Dikin Karane. So, that's very famous prayer made by Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya has made many prayers about Krishna, especially about Vrindavan Lila. He has worshipped Krishna in many ways. And last, this is his last composition of poetry. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Muramata. Hey, you fools! You see, you, Muramata, Muramata, you fools! He has aggression. Old world, you fools! Bhaja Govindam, just become devotee of Krishna. जग विधान कृष्ण कांसर प्राप्ति सन्निहित खलु मरणे महीन ही रखती लुकिंग कर यू आर फिलोसोफाइजिंग यू आर टॉकिंग ऑन ग्रामर एंड दिस वे एंड दैट वे बिकॉज दिस पीपल दे वांट टू एस्टैब्लिश इम्पर्सनलिज्म फ्रॉम भगवद गीता बाय स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ ग्रामर सच एन नॉनसेंस दे वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड गॉड बाय थ्रू ग्रामर God is so cheap that he can be understood through grammar. That is especially specified. Prapte sannihita khalu marane. When the death will catch you, your grammar booking pratyah, this is not steady. You fool. You please become Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious. That was the instruction of Shankara. And he has especially mentioned Bhagavad Gita and Ganges was. He especially mentioned a little quantity of Ganges water and a little study of Bhagavad Gita will save you from many dangerous positions. So, because the symptom is Bhagavan, so it is Shankaracharya accepted. But there are many people that they do not accept. Sri Jamuna Sarja, Sri Jamuna Sarja, a great devotee, he is supposed to be the spiritual master of Ramanujata. There is a great king. And later on, he became a great devotee. He has written his Alabandharu. Alabandharu, amongst the Ramanuja Sampradaya, there are 12 great, acharyas. And he is one of them. So, he has written a very nice verse. Tvam silarupa charitai parama pratishtai सत्येन सात्विकतया प्रबलिष्ट शास्त्रै प्रख्यात दैव परमार्थ विदान मत इष्ट नैवासुर प्रतितयो प्रभवन्ति बोध्युम दा he says, my dear God, those who are asura pratitaya, asura pratitaya is atheistic, demons, atheists are called demons. In the Vedic literature, those who are atheists, they are called demons, rakshas. Just like Ravan, he was a great scholar in Vedic philosophy. He was son of a Brahmin and he was very learned and he materially advanced his kingdom so nice that his capital was called Golden. He was so rich, everything was in every way, in education, in opulence, in power, everything was so great. The only fault was that he was atheist. Therefore, he is called Rakshas, Asu. All the Asuras that are mentioned in the Shastra, their only fault is that they are atheists. Otherwise, from education point of view, from opulence, they are very much advanced. So, asura prakita, in the Bhagavad Gita also, asura bhavama astrita. Namanu prapadyante mulha adiskutina naradama, mayaya apurisagyana, asuri bhavama astrita. As soon as one becomes atheist, it is very difficult to convince him. Therefore, our preaching should avoid the atheist class. Of course, if we solve that, then we cannot find his teeth. The time is so nice that 99.9% are all atheists. So we have to take the risk of talking with atheists also. But generally, it is advised that Peter should not touch this 80s class. Because they will not, they simply argue. Their only point is simply argue and waste your time. They will never accept. However, you may try to convince him with reason or argument, they will never. And here is a slope by Jonathan. It is about 1,000 years before, which was the same condition for the atheists. He says, Tang Siladu Pacharitai Parama Pratishkai Satyena Sattikataya Prabhalaishta Shastrai Prakhyata Daiva Paramat Virana Matishya Naivasura Prakhitaya Prabhavanti Vadhum. There are different kinds of authority. First authority is Shastra, authorized Shastra, scripture. There, the description of avatar, the characteristics and his work, they are mentioned there. And Prabala is the Shastra. Prabala means very powerful. Just like Vedanta philosophy. It is very powerful. Bhagavad Gita is very powerful. Srimad Bhagavatam is very powerful. So, even we give evidences from this powerful Shastra. Not only that, Prakhyata Daiva Paramartha Vidana Matayishtha. With the opinion of great scholars, like Prakhyata, very famous, who is that? Just like Vyasa. Who can be more famous than Vyasa? He is the compiler of all Vedic literature in the world, Vyasa. And Narad, his greatest rishi, sage, Asita, Devala, there are many, Vasishta, there are many scholars, and especially these 12 persons, just like Brahma, Lord Shiva, Manu, Kapila, Maharaj Prahlad, Bhishma, there are authorities. So, even their evidences in the authorized scriptures, even they are accepted by great scholars and sages and monies, still the asura prakriti, those who are atheistic persons, will never accept. Will never. They simply go on arguing. The process is that if Vedic process is, if something is mentioned in the Vedas and it is accepted by the previous acharya, then we accept it. I have nothing to bother. That's all. This is for the simple problem. Suppose I am a fool number one. That doesn't matter. I may be fool, but if I follow the previous authorized acharya, then I am all right. Just like a child. He may be shy, innocent shy, but if he catches the hand of his father, then he's all right. He can walk. He can cross the street. This is the Vedic process. The Vedic process, research. There is no research in Vedic process. What research nonsense he'll do? What sense you have got? You can research about God, the frog philosophy. There is no research. Research that is not accepted in Vedic philosophy. You have to accept the authority. That's so, yes, Dhamana Acharya says, my dear God, Tvam Silarupa Charitai Parama Pratishthai. Just like Krishna. His character, his activities. No, his character was certified by Bhishma. Bhishma was at that time Arjuna's grandfather. So practically he was in age Krishna's grandfather. Krishna's grandfather, Bhishma. He was fighting in the battle, a great warrior, Kshatriya, and he is called Pitamaha, grandfather Bhishma. He is known as grandfather Bhishma. Now, his character is spotless, his character. Although he was living as a householder, he was more than any sage or any saint, Bhishma. The history of Bhishma is that he was son of Ganges. So, Ganges was his mother, and his father, Maharaj Shantanu, after the death of his mother, he wanted to marry again. At that time, Bhishma was elderly. He was about 20 years old. So, the father, instead of getting the son married, he was himself very much anxious to get him married. So, he selected a very beautiful girl, but see, he belonged to that girl belonged to a low-caste family. A Kshatriya could marry from anywhere. That is the Indian system. They are not within the boundary of caste system. So, the girl was a fisher man's daughter. So, Maharaj Shantanu wanted to marry that girl, and the father was very cunning, and he said, no, I cannot offer my daughter to you. You are old man, you have got your son, so I cannot offer. He was bargaining. And, why? I shall give your daughter to Paris, this and that. No, I can offer you my daughter, provided if my daughter's son becomes the king after your death. Then I can offer. So, that I cannot agree, because my eldest son is living, that I cannot agree. Then I So, Bhishma understood that my father wants to marry that girl, but the only impediment is that the father of the girl is making a condition that her son should be king, and my father is declining, because I am present, I should be king. Oh, you at once approach the father. What is your condition, sir? This is my condition. All right, I shall not accept kingdom of my father. Your daughter's son is the king. I agree to this. No, you may agree that in your son will again claim, because you are the proprietor and you are the prince. Oh, he thinks so. Then I shall not marry. I shall not marry. Is that all right? Oh, so then you are sure. And he promised that I shall never marry in my life. That's all right. Deliver your daughter to my house. He was so quiet and so strict. This Bhishma was brahmachari from the very beginning. And Maharaj Yudhishthira performed Rajasya Yagya. Rajasya Yagya means one who performs that sacrifice in that assembly. All the princes of the world are invited, and they select him as the emperor of the world. That is called Rajasya Yagya. So in that Yagya, there are all princes present, and Krishna was proposed to become the president of that assembly. Although he was younger. So, Krishna had especially two, Shishupal and Dantavakra. They are very much against Krishna. So, they objected, Krishna cannot be. There are many others. And he wanted that he become president. To protest, maybe. But at that time, Bhishma recommended that nobody is present here spotless character as Krishna. He recommended like that. Krishna, when he was 16 years old, he was surrounded by girls, but he had never sex desire. I am brahmachari from my birth. I think I could not be such restrained personality as Krishna. He's a commandment like that. That is mentioned in Mahavad. So this is correct. So Tam Sila Rupa Charitai, Rupa, is mentioned, Krishna is mentioned, just like Lord Chaitanya's Rupa is mentioned, Pisha Krishna, by complexion, is not black. Similarly, everything is mentioned. So Yamuna says that your character, your beauty, and your wonderful work, and accepted, you are accepted by great authorities, you are mentioned in Shastras. In spite of all these, those who are atheists, they will never accept. So, the characteristics of the Tar are there in the Shastra, so we should follow that, and in that way we shall select. That question is being asked by Sanatana Goswami to discuss this point we started. Because it is important point. And further, we can discuss more. Thank you very much.